Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. I do a weekly radio show called Folk and Acoustic Music on WLRN in Miami. And with Dr. Karen Neal, performance storyteller and author, we bring you The Public Storyteller, stories of everyday people who live in South Florida. Karen, what story do we have today?
Michael, as you know, this is our 16th anniversary of the Public Storyteller segment. And as our listeners can tell, we haven't aged a bit. Yeah. We have a tradition on the Public Storyteller, and that is that every November, we bring in somebody from the staff of WLRN to tell their story. And today we have the local government accountability reporter, Joshua Ceballos.
I'm born and raised in Miami. I was born in South Miami Hospital. I lived in Kendall and Hialeah, Miami Springs, kind of all over the place. And I've never left. I've always lived here. I've never lived in anywhere else except Miami-Dade County. And for a long time for me, that was a sticking point. That was something that I wanted to change. I really wanted to leave for college. I grew up watching TV and cartoons where kids would leave for college and move away and move far away from their parents. And I thought that that's just what you did. And so that was always my plan, to go away, to go to an out-of-state college, or at least, you know, somewhere else in Florida and spread my wings. And when I was finishing high school, I got accepted to a school out of state, you know, a good school, but I couldn't afford it. The scholarships that I received weren't enough to cover the full cost of tuition and room and board. You know, as a lot of people know, the cost of going to college is exorbitant nowadays. So my family let me know, I'm sorry, you know, we can't afford this. And I really didn't want to get into debt. And this also coincided with the fact that my grandmother was sick, and we all knew that she was on her way out. So I asked her, you know, Grandma, what should I do? Should I stay here and go to school here, or try and go somewhere else? And she asked me to stay. So I decided to go to FIU, which Florida International University, which if you knew me in high school, you'd know that I never wanted to go to FIU. I would always joke that that was, you know, was settling to just go to school where I've always lived. And I was pretty depressed when I started college because I thought that I hadn't lived up to the expectations that I had set for myself. I thought, you know, in a way that I had failed. And I was pretty sad about it. I remember being in orientation at FIU, and I would see people that I knew from high school who I had told, oh, I'm going to school out of state. And I would hide from them. I didn't want them to see me because I didn't want to answer the question, why are you here? I thought you were going to such and such school. And it took a while for me to get out of that. Part of it was getting involved in programs, doing as much as I could on campus, Greek life, school paper, clubs, all kinds of things, just to get involved and make sure that I was getting the most out of my education. I went through college and I actually graduated, and I was planning to leave again and take a job somewhere else. I was going to work in Phoenix, Arizona, and I had that all lined up. And then 2020 happened. That's when I graduated. So the COVID-19 pandemic sort of stopped all my plans once again at leaving the state. And at that point, I'm like, all right, is there some kind of cosmic force that's keeping me here in Miami? Is this place a black hole of gravity that won't let me leave? And again, I was depressed. I'm like, man, I just can't escape this place. I've always wanted to live somewhere else. Miami's so lame. South Florida is so lame. And I didn't know what to do with myself. And I remember having to pick myself up and get out of this funk that I was in, because it was, you know, it didn't help that we were all quarantining, but I was getting really down in the dumps and I had to do something. So I figured I needed to pick up a hobby or something, some new interest. So I went to my local library and I picked up a book about Miami neighborhoods and landmarks. It was a book about, you know, the history of Coral Gables, the history of Coconut Grove and all kinds of South Florida areas, including like Gould's And so I started to learn more about the history of this place, and I also started to go to state parks. I made it kind of a mission to go to county, city, and state parks. I went to Bill Bagg State Park. I started trying to go to all the parks in the county. I went to Reynolds Park in North Miami, Aventura area. And the more I started to do this, I realized how cool South Florida is and how much rich history and interesting culture that there is here. And I've lived here my whole life, and so much of this I didn't know because you just don't learn it in school, or you don't necessarily hear it from your parents who are, you know, busy living their own lives and maybe they didn't explore. So I would go to Key Biscayne on my own on the weekends, and I was like, man, I've never hung out in Key Biscayne. This is really cool. And through that process, I got out of the funk that I was in, and I started to feel so much better about where I lived, and I fell so in love with Miami and South Florida that it kind of became part of my identity, to the point where a few years later, I remember my birthday cake was in the shape of Florida, and it had all these landmarks from South Florida because it became part of my identity to be so into this place, and I loved giving people tours who weren't from here, or even telling my friends who were born here but don't know anything about this place, oh yeah, there's this thing. This is the history of Opa-locka, and this is the history of Hialeah, and this is who made this place, and this is the kind of architecture that they use. And that has been such an enriching experience for me. And looking back, would I love to live somewhere else one day? Maybe. But I've really come to love where I'm from. And I'm a Miami boy, born and bred, and I think that'll probably continue for a while, and I'm not too unhappy about it.
WLRN reporter Joshua Ceballos telling us the story of growing up here in South Florida.
I love this story, Michael, for so many reasons, and one of them is, of course, it is the quintessential South Florida story. But also because it follows all of the hallmarks of a good story. We see the setting, we see the problem, we have a very counterintuitive solution to this problem, and we have this beautiful resolution.
I related to Joshua's problem because it seems like a rite of passage, as he says, to leave town, to get that experience away from hometown when you go away to college. I understood what he said. Does the prodigal son make any sense here?
Well, the prodigal son goes away and comes back. And the irony here is that Joshua did not go away, tried to go away, because that is the trope. That is the archetype that we expect. The young man goes out into the world. He makes his way. He is tried and tested, and he overcomes, hopefully, all of his hurdles. And then he comes back a hero. And what we see here, of course, is that Joshua tried. He says, is there some cosmic force keeping me here? Was there some black hole of gravity? He was in such a funk that he couldn't leave. And what changed about Joshua changed while he was in Miami. And the beauty of the story is that that is another archetype. You know, when you're growing up, you don't know what you've got, where you are. You think, oh, any place is better, any parents are better, anything is better. And to come to understand, particularly in the Miami, South Florida area, with this cornucopia of history and landscape and everything else, it is so fitting that he came to recognize that there's no place like home. I mean, that's the Wizard of Oz, for heaven's sakes.
I found it very humorous how he was hiding from his high school classmates because he was embarrassed that he didn't go out of state or out of city, at least for college. But what I enjoyed the most is the community pride. It made you feel like anywhere you live, you could find this rich history of where you are.
Just all the more so, I would say, down here. I've got to say, maybe that's the difference between you and me when it comes to stories, Michael. I found the part where he had to hide. I found that so sad because he had felt that he let not only himself down, but everybody down, and he was mortified. That mortification for a young kid, I mean, that is palpable. And he just felt it not all that long ago. He graduated in 2020, not such a great year, as he points out, to graduate college. Maybe this was 2016 when he was feeling this way and just powered through. He worked as hard as he could. I mean, he says so much. Again, I know I say this from time to time. He tells us so much about himself simply by telling his story. People think, oh, I'll give you a resume, you'll know all about me. Oh, I'll give you a bio, you'll know all about me. No, we know about somebody, what matters about somebody by how they handle a situation. And I would love to meet Joshua someday. I haven't met him yet, but he sounds like an amazing, amazing young man.
And you know how serious he was about doing his research and the love he has for South Florida, because even his mom baked a cake for him in the shape of the state.
I know, I know. The what better person to be the local government accountability reporter? And the best part for me about the story was when he says at the end, Miami born and boy born and bred. And then he says, I'm not too unhappy about it. Well, that sounds like the understatement of the year because clearly he is pride and he's come by that pride in the best way possible. He really earned it because he learned it.
Well, thank you, Joshua, for telling that story for our public storyteller birthday. And Karen, thank you for being here. You're still hosting the Storytelling Slams. When is the next one?
There is every month a free storytelling slam at the Boca Raton Public Library. This month, however, because of the elections and all the laws about voting places, it's at a new location just for this month. It is at the Spanish River Branch of the Boca Raton Public Library, which is 1501 Northwest Spanish River Boulevard. It's at 3 p.m. and as long as there's a slot, anybody's welcome to tell a story from their lives. About 5 minutes, no props, no notes, no memorization.
Thanks, Karen. And how do we submit a story for the public storyteller?
Or any other information about storytelling or storytelling in South Florida specifically, write to CarenNeile at gmail.com.
Dr. Karen Neile is a performance storyteller and author. My name is Michael Stock. Thank you for tuning in to this WLRN podcast.